وعليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث: أفضل الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، وفي رواية: ما دام عليه صاحبه وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, surely all praises and all thanks are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his numerous bounties and his numerous favors which he continues to bestow upon each and every one of us. We say Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us life again. We are here in his blessed house, and Alhamdulillah, he had given us life to witness the blessed month of Ramadan. During the blessed month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, we were healthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us health. He had given us strength to worship him, to do his ibadat, to stand in worship during the night, to fast during the day. Alhamdulillah, Allah had given us the strength for this. This in itself is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ability that Allah gives a person to do his ibadat, to worship him, this ability which Allah gives a person in order that he may gain rewards, that in itself is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah had made us, if we were not healthy during the month of Ramadan, if a person was sick during the blessed month of Ramadan, then he could not fast during the day, he could not stand during the night in Taraweeh, get up for Tahajjud in the morning. So many good actions which he will do to gain so many good rewards, so many rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he was not healthy, he could not have done it. So just Allah, by Allah giving us the health and the strength and the ability to worship him during the blessed month of Ramadan, that in itself is a very great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, the blessed month of Ramadan has come to an end. So we may ask ourselves, what now? What is the next move? What is the next step? During the blessed month of Ramadan, we did so many good actions. We fasted during the days. We got up during the night for Tahajjud Salah. We prayed our Taraweeh Salah, Alhamdulillah. We read so many Quran during the blessed month of Ramadan. We strove and we struggled very hard indeed to try to do as much good deeds as possible. During the blessed month of Ramadan, we tried to give as much sadaqah as possible. We try to finish as many Quran, to read as much Quran, to read as much Nafil Salah as possible, because we know very well of the great rewards, and we did so many good actions. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the blessed month of Ramadan has come to an end. So does it mean that now all the good actions that we used to do during the month of Ramadan, does these actions also come to an end? As the blessed month of Ramadan finishes, and during the month of Ramadan, we used to recite so many Quran. Every spare time we got, we took up the Quran and tried to read as much Quran as possible. Now that the month of Ramadan is finished, does it mean that now we pack down the Quran and we pick it up again next year, inshallah, for the next month of Ramadan? My dear brothers and sisters, this should not be the case. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself in a hadith mentioned that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that the most beloved of actions towards Allah, أَدْوَمُهَا, are those actions which a person is most consistent upon. He is most consistent upon He continues doing it on a regular basis. This is the action which is the most beloved towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدوامها. And in another riwayat, ما دام عليه صاحبه, that which the person is continuous upon and he is steadfast upon. وإن قل, the hadith continues, even though it may be a little, even though it may be a little, that a person during the month of Ramadan, he fasted during the days, as Maulana Shiraz mentioned, that fasting during the month of Ramadan, it does not mean that the month of Ramadan finishes and now we are waiting until the next Ramadan to keep another fast. The six fasts in this month of Shawwal are very virtuous, as Maulana Shiraz just mentioned, that a person gets a reward as though he has fasted for the entire year after he follows up the month of Ramadan with six fasts in the month of Shawwal. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned hadith about fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, because good actions and good deeds are carried up towards Allah on Mondays and Thursdays. So also fasting, it does not mean that it comes to an end because the month of Ramadan finishes, my dear brothers and sisters. Fasting, we also fast, nafil fast and optional fast in these months are also very blessed, and it increases the reward, and the reward continues and multiplies also. So the good actions that we did in the month of Ramadan, the hadith mentions that the most beloved of them are those that a person is most consistent and most steadfast upon. The Quran that we used to read during the month of Ramadan, now, alhamdulillah, we should try to continue this. We may not be able to read as much as we used to read in Ramadan, because during the month of Ramadan, we tend to have more spare time. But after Ramadan, it does not mean that we close the Quran until the next Ramadan. We should continue to read the Holy Quran. Wa in qalla, as the hadith mentions, even though it may be a little every day, but a person should be steadfast upon it. One day he should not have the zeal to do so much, and one day he is reading Quran, he is performing all the sunnah, all the faras, and all his faras salah, he is performing in jamaat in the masjid, and here in the night he is waking up for tahajjud, but this continues for one night, and one day he gets the zeal and the josh, as we say, to do everything, and then the next day everything falls flat and he does not pick up the Holy Quran, he only performs the faras, all the sunnah left out. So my dear brothers and sisters, this as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the most beloved of actions towards Allah is that those which are most consistent, a person is most steadfast upon, which he does on a regular basis. Every day he reads a little of the Holy Quran. He does not try to read all one time and then tomorrow he does not read any. Or today we are performing all the nafil and all the sunnah salah, and tomorrow we are just performing the farz. A person should be steadfast and consistent upon, if he should try to do at least a little every day, not so much every day and tomorrow he cannot do the same amount. He should try at least a little every day, try to do some and continue from where he left off during the blessed month of Ramadan. It should not be that after the month of Ramadan now and everything, he leaves it until the next Ramadan reach, and then he thinks to himself that when Ramadan comes again, I will start back. I have done enough good deeds to last me until the next Ramadan. This should not be our attitude, my dear brothers and sisters. We should continue, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he mentions in the Holy Quran, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah mentions, worship your Lord until the yaqeen comes to you. Worship Allah حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until the certainty comes to you. And the commentators of the Holy Quran mentioned that the word certainty here, yaqeen, it refers to mouth or it refers to death. Because death is something which is very certain. Every single person knows that he has to die. The biggest kafir or the biggest disbeliever who does not believe in Allah, if you ask him if he believes that he will live forever, he will tell you that he knows he has to die one day. So death is the yaqeen mentioned in the verse here, the certainty as mentioned by the commentators of the Holy Quran. So Allah says, worship your Lord until the death comes to you, until the certainty comes to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, worship your Lord when Ramadan comes to you. Do not worship Allah when only Ramadan comes, and after that you should, or when only when Eid comes, then you worship Allah, and after that you're waiting for the next Eid. It should be until death comes consistently. A person should be consistent. He should be steadfast upon what he is doing. A man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me about an action. Qulli fil islami qawlan. Tell me about an action in Islam that I may do, which I may do, and I will not have to ask anyone after you. Tell me about such an action that I will be able to do easily. It will be very easy for me to do, and I will not have to ask anyone about it after you. After I ask you, I will not have to ask anyone else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him a very, very short statement, but it is very full of meaning. Qul amantu billah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say, I believe in Allah. Amantu billah. The first and foremost criterion for every good deed to be accepted is that a person must believe in Allah. A person must believe in Allah. A person could do so many good actions. A person, he can do the world of good actions. He can give everything he has in charity. But if he does not believe in Allah, all his good deeds and all his charity and all his kindness, it will be of no use to him on the day of judgment. It will be of no use. So the first criterion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith here, that a person should believe, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say, I believe in Allah. The very first criterion, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in another hadith, that الشَّهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مَفَاتِحُ الْجَنَّةِ, that the testimony that la ilaha illallah, the testimony that there is no God besides Allah, are the keys for Jannah. The keys for Jannah is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. So the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised this man, that he should firmly believe in Allah. He should not only say it with the tongue, but he should firmly believe in the heart that Allah is one and Allah exists alone and he has no partners. And the other part of the hadith that the Prophet advised this man, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, then be firm, then be steadfast upon that. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, say that I believe in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, then remain steadfast. Istiqamat again, steadfastness and being consistent. Be steadfast upon what you are saying. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, and be steadfast upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran also mentions that إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله, that those people who say their Lord is Allah, they say our Lord is Allah, certainly those who say ربنا الله, our Lord is Allah, ثم استقاموا, then they remain steadfast. Then they remain steadfast upon that, they do not deviate, and they are consistent upon what they are doing and what they are saying. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة, at the time of their death, they will be honored by the angels, by the angels of death. The angels will descend. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, that a person, لا, do not fear. The angels will be around the person and they will be giving him glad tidings of Jannah. They will be saying to him, do not fear. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and do not be sad because you have worked so hard in this life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that you are leaving this world, you have nothing to worry about. Do not fear and do not be sad. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, and receive glad tidings today of the Jannah which you were promised. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, the Jannah which Allah has promised you, today receive glad tidings of that. You are leaving this world and going to another world, but do not be afraid. Do not be sad. The angels will be comforting this person. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ الرَّحِيمٍ, the other verses mention that all this at the time of death, a person will be in comfort, he will be in ease. The angel of death will deal easily with him. The angels in the grave, Munkir and Nakir, they will also deal easily with him. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The angels will be saying, we are your friends. We were your friends in this earth while you were alive. And when you die and you leave this world and you go in the grave, we will be your friends in there. When you stand before Allah on the day of judgment, we will be your friends there also. So be consistent, be habitual and be consistent upon what you are doing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, informing us that لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا. Informing us also that we should continue in our good deeds as during the month of Ramadan, but also we should continue staying away from the evil deeds and the sins which we stayed away from during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, we tried our best to stay away from the sins, from evil actions. During the month of Ramadan, we knew very well, we read the verses so many times in the Holy Quran, Inna azaba rabbika lashadid, that certainly the punishment of your Lord is very severe. So during the month of Ramadan, we knew, we read the verse over and over so many times, so we knew during the month of Ramadan that the punishment of Allah is very severe. Inna akhdahu alimun shadid. Another verse mentioned that the seizing of Allah, when He seizes a community, when He decides to punish them, His punishment and His seizing is very, very severe and painful. So during the month of Ramadan, we tried our best to stay away from the sins. We tried our best to attract the mercy of Allah. And we tried to stay away from sinning and committing so many evil actions. But after the month of Ramadan, also we should continue. We should know, we should continue to try our best to stay away from sins. We should continue to know also that Inna azaba rabbika lashadid, that certainly the azab of Allah is very severe and is very shadid. Not only during the month of Ramadan, but Allah's azab and punishment is very severe throughout the entire year. Not only during the month of Ramadan, we should try and stay away from sinning. We should try and stay away from it. Also after the month of Ramadan, the season and the sacred months of Hajj are coming up. We should continue in the same manner to refrain from sinning, refrain from committing evil and sins, just as we used to do during the month of Ramadan. We were very careful what we were saying, what we were looking at, what we were listening to, what we were doing. Similarly, now we should continue in that same manner, being careful about what we are saying, what we are listening to, what we are looking at. We should be very, very careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a verse in the Holy Quran, informs us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. O you who believe, O those who believe, worship Allah, obey Allah, أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger, obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم, and do not destroy, do not nullify your good actions. أَعْمَالَكُمْ, do not nullify your good deeds. The good deeds that we had done during the month of Ramadan. In this verse, Allah is saying, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And when you obey Allah and obey His Messenger, inshallah, you will be rewarded for that. But after you obey Allah and obey His Messenger, you should not nullify that obedience. All those rewards that you had gotten, that you had received from obedience to Allah, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, Allah mentions in the very same verse, do not nullify your actions. You had done so, you had worked so hard during the month of Ramadan to fast during the day. You had woke up in the night to perform the Hajj Salah. You had done so many good actions. Do not nullify it now. The blessed month of Ramadan has finished. Inshallah, we hope that Allah had accepted our good deeds during the blessed month of Ramadan. So now you have done, inshallah, you have done a great amount of good deeds and have attracted the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the month has finished, has passed. Do not nullify your good actions. لا تبطلوا أعمالكم. Be consistent again upon your good deeds and be consistent in staying away from evil. Because evil deeds and sinning, it nullifies, it washes away the good deeds. All the good deeds that we have done in the month of Ramadan, if we were to involve ourselves in sins now, in evil, then we are nullifying and we are throwing away all the good deeds that we have done. It is like a person who he buys something which he needs, and he buys it for a very cheap price, because during the month of Ramadan, good deeds were multiplied and the rewards for it were given in great multitudes. So it is like we have gotten a discount. It's like we have bought something and for a very, very cheap price, or we have gotten a lot of it for a very cheap price, and now as soon as we have finished buying all of this, we throw it away. We mash it up and we throw it away, and after we have to go back and buy it for the same price it was on sale before. So we got it for a good price, a sale, we had it, and now this is an example to show us that during the month of Ramadan, We had collected so many good deeds. We had done one good deed and it was multiplied 70 to 700 times by Allah. And the blessed month of Ramadan, Allah multiplies it again for whomsoever he wants. So many good actions, so many rewards Allah had given to us. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not throw it away. The month has completed. Let us protect our good actions. لا تبطلوا أعمالكم. Do not nullify these actions, these good actions which you have done. Continue upon the good actions and continue to refrain from sinning, refrain from committing evil, from looking and saying evil. Just as we were cautious during the month of Ramadan, we should continue to be even more cautious now. Because during the month of Ramadan, Shaitan was chained. But now the month of Ramadan is finished, Shaitan is loose again, and he will try his best to cause us to nullify our good actions which we had accumulated during the month of Ramadan. He will try his best to nullify all our good actions which we had done. So now we should be on our guard even more than we were during the month of Ramadan. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us the ability, me, myself first of all, the ability and each and every one of us, that we practice upon what has been said, that we understand and we learn from the good deeds and the actions that we had done during the month of Ramadan. I hope and pray that Allah gives us the iqamat and the steadfastness that we will continue to do what we did during the month of Ramadan, even though it may be to a lesser degree, a little less than we did during the month of Ramadan. But I hope and pray that Allah gives us the ability that we continue to be steadfast upon our good actions and that we be steadfast upon refraining from sins, being careful about what we are doing and what we are saying and how we are dealing with others, with our Muslim brothers. The same manner we were careful during the month of Ramadan, as I mentioned before, we should be even greater, to a greater extent. We should beware of Satan because now he is loose and he wants to rob us of all our good actions which we had done and all the rewards which we have received. I hope and pray that Allah gives us the ability and the tawfiq to continue in his ibadat and his obedience. And today is the blessed day of Jummah. We should continue also to send as much darood as we can on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As much darood as we can. Today is the blessed day of Friday also, which we know is as the Eid of the week. We should continue and try and send as much darood on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as possible. And I pray again that Allah rewards us and he bless us and accept all our good actions which we did during the month of Ramadan. And he gives us the ability to protect these good actions from Satan, who wants to rob us and take away all these good actions.